In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready this morning? I want you to stand this morning. I want you to stand this morning. I want you to pray a prayer this morning. Because we are about to talk about prayer. Prayer is very important in our Christian life, in our Christian journey. Amen. This morning, our first prayer point this morning, we are going to be praying, God, take hold of my life. From now on up to the time that those challenges will try to show forth, that I will be able to overcome. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray wherever you are. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Yes, Lord. Take charge, O God, over my life. Right now, take charge in the name of Jesus. Take charge, O God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, O God. Take charge in the name of Jesus. Secondly, you are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let my life be a life of prayer. Let my life be a life of prayer. Prayer that will transform my destiny. Prayer that will transform me as a person. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Let prayer, O God, be our life. Let prayer, O God, be our strength. In the name of Jesus, prayer, O God. Lastly, you are going to pray, Lord, let prayer, O God, be the one to glorify you in my life. Because many of us, we are losing our reality when it comes to prayer. Begin to pray, God, let prayer begin to take charge in my life and be a reality to my destiny. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Father, we say thank you this moment for prayer. Let our life be a life of prayer. Our life, oh God, shine as a prayer. As we begin to pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you this moment. Father, we pray for this word as we are about to declare, thus says the Lord. We pray for power. We pray for understanding. We pray to God for knowledge. We pray for wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, you can take your seat this morning. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you happy this morning? Are you happy this morning? We are going to be going different this morning. And I want you to be prepared because after this time, it is not possible your life remain the same. Amen. It is not possible that after today, your life be the same. But before we go straight into our word this morning, we will begin to talk on a few things. You know, I was saying something this gone Sunday in a joking form, but I think it is a reality. In Africa, it's quite different year in the United States. When a pastor wife is giving birth or have given birth to a kid, the church in general raise a prophetic seed for that child. Amen? And that seed go towards that child as a blessing. And I was telling Pastor Tom, he's not just an ordinary person. He is one of the father in this house. Am I talking to somebody? He's one of the fathers in this house. And you should understand one thing. It is not possible for you to be a blessing to a man of God or a kid that is born by him and your life don't change. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 17, if you read, you will understand that Elijah as a prophet, there was hunger in this land at this time when God directed him to go to a particular place that he will meet a widow. He will meet a widow, and what she have there will be multiplied because of him as a prophet. And what happened? He followed God's word. Am I speaking to somebody? He went to Zarephath, and the scripture says he met this widow. She only had the last meal to eat and die. But he told her, he said, as God has sent me, as God has sent me, it is not possible that I eat this meal and it run dry. Your life will be fatter. And listen, the prophet ate that meal with the lady and her son. They did not die. The meal was multiplied because the prophet partake of what? The meal. Am I talking to somebody? Am I speaking to somebody? Am I speaking to somebody? It is not possible for you to be a blessing to a man of God and your life run dry. It is not possible. This morning, I want us to be a blessing to this child, to the man of God. Listen, he's not on a payroll. He is a blessing. Since I encountered this man of God, my life changed because he had been an advice, a counsel to me as a person. Every now and then, he checked on me, he called me, he texts me. That's a true father. So I want us to take a seat this morning and be a blessing. I want us to be a blessing this morning as we continue in the message this morning, as I'm about to teach this morning. Can you please bring the basket, the ushers? Just bring one basket. We are going to sow in the life of this kid. Listen, as we give, observe your life at this moment. If some of you had, if you were holding debts, watch your life at this moment. If you have obstacles in your life, if you have circumstances in your life, just watch this moment and see a transformation in your life. I'm telling you, in Jesus' mighty name. I want us to begin to come to the basket and sow a seed this morning. What a true check, what a true enemies this morning. I want you to take a seed this morning. I don't know how much it may be. Just walk to the basket and be a blessing as we continue with the message. We are waiting. Matthew 10:42 down. If you read, you will understand, he that gave a cup of water to a prophet to drink. Hey, if you can give water, just a water. Water is the least thing on the earth. The least thing on the earth. If you can give a prophet a cup of water to drink, your life can never be the same. Amen. Amen. You can go back. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready this morning? We'll be talking on, if there is a man to pray, there will be a God to answer. Tell somebody, if there is a man to pray, if there is a man to pray. Father, we say thank you for this word this morning. As we're about to experience your word, we pray for power this morning. In the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, I want you to quickly turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Are you there? Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Amen. Amen. Are you there? I read. For the arm with which we are fighting are not those of the flesh. Other translation says, For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And then Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we are. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the authorities and powers, against the world rulers of the dark night, against the spirit of evil in heavens. Prayer is very important, as we read in our passage this morning. I wanted to understand, if you are there to pray, it is not possible as a person for your life to remain the same. Every believer these days, they are getting so close to God in a way that they believe that everything is fine, so they don't need to pray it again. But let me tell you this. Prayer as a Christian, if you are out to pray, it is not possible for your life to be the same. It is not possible for you as a person to live the same. It is not possible for you as a person to go down your dream. Prayer has so much power. In Africa, whether you are hungry or not, you have to pray. Whether you want to pray or you don't want to pray, you just have to pray. Because prayer, a powerful Christian will always be a prayerful Christian. That's the reason, if you don't understand your authority, the enemies will continue to fight you. But if you can understand your authority as a Christian, you will always overcome what the enemy try to attack. Am I talking to somebody? The devil is the god of this world, as we read in the scripture. After Adam and Eve lost their purpose to the devil, he took charge. That's the reason when Jesus came, at a particular time when he encountered the demons, they said, "Have you come to destroy us before our time?" Because they understood principle. The devil himself understands principles. So you as a person, you as a believer, if you don't understand principles, or if you don't understand your identity or your authority as a believer, the enemy will keep attacking. Am I talking to somebody? Am I speaking to somebody? Prayer transforms you as a person, make you to be very powerful in the face of the devil. There are some believers, the devil cannot go close to you because he knows your authority. He understands your level. He understands who you are. He understands, he recognizes your identity. So he will never come close. But for those of us that just sit back and relax, we will keep it tormented, but it shall not be your portion. I say it shall not be your portion. It shall not be your portion. Satan controls the world in a way that the wickedness we see happening right now is not just an ordinary thing. If we watch the news, we listen to the radio, we hear all sorts of bad news. Why? Because the devil have taken charge to an extent that if we don't stand as a believer to pray, if we don't stand as Christian to pray for the nation, if we don't stand as someone faithful in the land to pray, those attacks will keep happening. The pulling and hauling in government, the pulling and hauling in the society, it's not just for nothing. There is a devil somewhere. And if we have Christians, if we have believers somewhere, they should always be willing to pray. They should always be willing, because listen, our prayer are so powerful that it's able to deliver the land. Our prayer are so powerful, but we overlook prayers. That's the reason we live the way we live. We walk the way we walk. We talk the way we talk. But after today, your life will never be the same. I said, after today, your life will never be the same. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are powers that don't want you to succeed. There are wickedness in high places that don't want you to go to the top. But listen, after you have prayed, you must succeed in Jesus' name. I say, after you have prayed, you must succeed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have to recognize our authority. We have to understand our levels in order to exceed in this life, in order to climb to the top in this world. We have to understand our identity. Many of us, our identity is so important. God has given us so much power to tread upon serpents and scorpions that they must no means have authority above us. That's the reason you can say to the mountain, be thou removed, and the mountain gave you way. That's the reason you can say to things, to get off your way, and we have to leave, because you have so much authority over sicknesses, over diseases. But if you don't understand your authority, you keep going through stress. You keep going through those things. Recognize your authority before God. Understand your birthright. Understand your birthright. Know that the devil is just a joke and not a real person. Amen. Nothing happened in the earth realm. Nothing happened in the earth realm without taking place in the spiritual realm. All those things we are praying into being. We are praying those things into being because there are things happening in the spiritual realm. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it means that there are things that are taking place within the spiritual realm that we have to pray into the physical realm. What are those things that are happening in the spiritual realm? Listen, there are blessings that is into the spiritual realm. There are healing in the spiritual realm that you need to call forth into the physical realm. And those things will not come without prayer. Listen, in order for God to override the decision of the enemy, you have to pray. In order for God to override the plans of the enemy, you have to pray. Prayer is very important, but we overlook prayer in our Christian life. We overlook prayer in this time. That's the reason we believe we are faced with challenges. We are faced with those things that we are faced with. But after today, your life can never be the same. I said your life can never be the same. If you believe it, share, I believe it. God will override the plans of the enemy for your life because of your prayer. We have to pray. Prayer is so important. Many of us, we are not praying. We look at things to be okay. We look at our life that, oh, I'm working 2 jobs. I'm working 3 jobs. So I don't need to pray. I think it is okay with me. No. Listen, your life depends on prayer. In order for you to function, in order for you to manifest, you need to pray. In order for you to live, you need to pray. Prayer is very important. This morning, that's what I came at. The last time I was talking, I was telling Pastor Jeff, I said, we need to change our form of praying in the church. We need to change our form of praying. Because listen, if you as a believer, if you are praying at your house in the morning, in the evening, listen, you don't have to stress Pastor Jake. You don't have to strike. You don't have to be going beyond other people. Pray for me. But listen, if you are sitting in your closet, praying, interacting with God, reading your Bible and praying, your life can never be the same. Your life can never be the same. You will just come and just experience the corporate anointing, not John anointing. The John anointing, that's why you just experience. You just come to Pastor Jake. Oh, Pastor Jake, I think I've been praying about this thing and I believe in God, but I just need additions of this prayer to climax everything. And then he will just climax that prayer with you and you go, it's over.
But if you are sitting back and only believing, only to come once in a while to pray, listen, you are doing yourself harm. Hannah was faced in such a condition like that. She went to the temple every now and then. She did not give ears to prayer. But it came to a point when she noticed that her life had been marked by people within her community. That's the time she began to pray. That shouldn't be your portion. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It is time for you to pray now. Listen, the Muslims pray 5 times a day. How many times do you pray? The intercedes 5 times a day. How many times do you pray? When we are sleeping, it's when the enemies are performing in the spiritual realm. Well, we don't know. When we are sleeping, it's when they are performing. They want to see you down. They want to see things not working. They want to see you go frustrated. That's the reason you should be up at night praying at times. Listen, and whenever you are at night praying, there are differences between the prayer in the day and the prayer at night. You don't experience that as a believer? Observe this. Pray at night. Sense your spiritual encounter that moment. And during the day, pray and also sense the spiritual encounter that moment. They are different. Because during the night, you have more anointing on you, because it's when the heavens are all ready to interact with you. So when you pray at night, it's quite different than when you pray during the day. That's the reason at night is more important, because the enemy is always attacking during the night. So God sends angels to prepare you to battle against the enemies. Am I talking to somebody? Am I speaking to somebody? Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Tell somebody, say, I'm ready to pray. Tell somebody, say, I'm ready to pray. This is why we always pray the Lord's Prayer. We always say the Lord's Prayer. Jesus says you should pray that his kingdom come, that his will be done. Have you interpreted what Jesus was actually saying? Have you actually interpreted what Jesus was saying? Pray that my kingdom come and that my will be done. Because listen, if you don't pray for the kingdom of God to become and his will be done, you will still live in desolation. Because the enemy is on the rampage, seeking whom to devour. Listen, if it was not because of prayer, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were placed in that furnace of fire, they could have died. Because they were all night praying. When they brought them forth to put them in that furnace of fire, Jesus himself appeared. I see Jesus appearing in your case. I said, I see Jesus appearing in your case. I see Jesus appearing in your case. Whenever you are praying, when the enemy attacks, Jesus must appear. Whenever you are praying, but if you are prayerless, he's not there. When Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, what happened? Because of his prayer, the mouth of the lions was shut up. Listen, prayer is very important. We need to pray. We need to pray as believers. That's what Jesus says. You should pray that his kingdom come and his will be done. We need the word of God in our life. We need the word of God in our life. Are you ready to experience God's dynamic will? Then shout the name of Jesus. Prayer is very important. That's why I don't overlook prayer. I pray anyhow the way I pray. That's what keeps me going. Although we are faced with challenges, but once we pray without ceasing, you will still be fettered as a Christian. It doesn't matter the challenges you go through. You will still overcome the enemies. Am I speaking to somebody? Pray without ceasing. Prayer reinforces God's will on the earth. Consistency. Persistency of Daniel's prayer. At a particular time in the Bible makes us to understand there was a king. This lady who went and took her complaint about those fighting her against for her land, she said, the king have to avenge her adversaries. But this time, he took it lightly. But because of her persistency, she kept She kept pushing this case. You have to avenge me, my adversary. If you cannot take on this case, I will not stop coming. And at a particular time, the king got mad. He said, if I don't stand to fight this lady case, she will keep tormenting me. That's the kind of God we have. If you keep tormenting God, listen, that thing that you are praying for will come to pass. If you keep tormenting God, that thing that you are believing God will come to pass. Your consistencies, your persistency determine the level of how God reinforces on your behalf. Your persistencies. Are you ready to be persistent in this moment? Are you ready to be persistent in this moment? Then pray. Tell somebody, say, pray. Tell somebody, say, pray. Prayer is very important. But we overlook prayers. Prayer is our foundation. Prayer is what we live on as believers. Prayer is what our life is based on. Prayer is what keeping our engine running. If the engine will run, you have to pray. That's the only source of your Christian faith. Prayer. It keep pushing you. It keep pushing you. It keep pushing you. As you keep praying, your life is always generating fire. As you keep praying, your life is already generating power. As you keep praying, your life is generating force. As you keep praying, your life is energizing. As you keep praying, you need to keep praying. Tell somebody you need to pray. Prayer is very important. We have to enter another level of prayer in this church. And I will introduce that prayer in this church. And there will be fire in this church. And listen, the fire that will erupt in this church will not go off because of that type of prayer. In Africa, there are times, listen, we go in the church 31 days, morning to night. You come from work straight to the church. You come from work straight to the church. We come in the morning, we pray. We go in the evening, we pray. We do it like 31 days. We go sometimes 150 days praying, morning to night. Listen. Fasting is necessary, but prayer has the propensity to put you forth. Prayer can put you faster than any other thing. So that's the reason if you base your life on prayer as Christian, listen, observe the difference between you and another person who is just a Christian. Those that are praying are quite different from those that don't pray. Because the attacks on those that are not praying are more than the attacks on those that are praying. The enemy is only watching. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. He's moving, he's toying the earth, to and fro. He's moving around, looking for empty vessel. Those that are not ready, those that are not praying, he's willing to devour them. But it shall not be your portion. I say, it shall not be your portion. It shall not be your portion. That's why he said, if my people, in 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, seek my face and pray, he said, I will heal the land. I will heal the land. In order for the land to be healed, you need to pray. If my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and seek my face and pray, he said, Our God, he said, if you turn from your wicked ways, he said, our God will hear from heaven and heal the land. Are you willing for God to heal the land? Are you willing for God to transform the land? Then you need to pray. It ends with praying. If you're willing for God to heal the land, you need to pray. It takes prayer to bring revival. It takes prayer to bring revival. Revival cannot surface within a church. Revival cannot surface within your life. Revival cannot surface within the community if there is no prayer. Prayer has to be the engine to bring revival in the church. Prayer has to be the engine to liberate revival, to bring the kind of liberation in the church or in the community that will change the atmosphere or change the condition of those that are living in poverty, of those that are living in destitute, or those that are living in all sorts of bad life. It takes prayer to bring revival, to liberate the church. Prayer. If my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name, can humble themselves, Seek my face, stand from their wicked ways. He said, I, God, will hear from heaven, and I will heal the land. The land has to be healed. The land has to be transformed. There are people that need to receive deliverance. There are people that need to be healed in the land. There are people that need to receive total transformation. There are people that life need to be transformed. There are people. Listen, you have to pray. It's time to pray. Tell somebody it's time to pray. Because if you are praying, you are telling God that sicknesses is not my portion. If you are praying, you are telling God that poverty is not my portion. If you are praying, you are telling God that my condition can never be the same. If you are praying, you are telling God, Father, this situation shall change. This situation will change. This condition will change. I see your life change this moment. I see your life change this moment. Just because of your prayer. Prayer is very important. It brings revival. It brings liberation. And in order for God to reinforce or to override the decision of the enemies, it takes prayer. It takes prayer for God to override the decision of the enemy. It's the level of prayer you pray determine the factor in which God acts on behalf of you. I want you to stand this moment. I want you to stand this moment. We are about to experience God's power. All in this place this morning. I want you to come to the altar. Everyone come to the altar. Come close to the altar. We are going to face the throne of grace this morning. And we are going to tell God, let my life not be the same. Let my life experience revival. Let my life experience the level of revival as of this moment. With prayer. With prayer. With prayer. Let my life experience revival. You are going to tell God, it is not possible I walk out the same this morning. As I have understood the level in which prayer can break barrier, let my life change out of this moment. Listen, begin to focus on what God can do. Begin to pray this morning. What God can do. Begin to pray this morning. Begin to pray this morning. Wherever you are, begin to pray. 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 Lord Jesus, Lord, it takes fire. It takes fire to liberate my destiny. Let the fire be generated by prayer. Let the fire be generated by prayer. Let the fire be generated by prayer. Somebody begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. My life can never be the same. Begin to pray. As of today, my life can never be the same. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. 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 Somebody. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Lord, we say thank you this morning. Thank you for generating fire in the life of somebody. Everyone that is standing this morning, Lord, let their life experience power. Let their life experience power from the north, south, east, and west of this place, oh God. Let their life experience power. Lord, this morning we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. I don't know what you are faced with this morning, somebody. You are going to tell God it's over. Tell God to take over the case this morning. Say it's over. Whether you are faced with sicknesses, challenges, some of you should go home and check yourself. Go and check your doctor. Ask your doctor. Because after this moment, that condition is not permanent to stay. After this moment, that condition is already changed. Begin to pray, God, let this sickness, oh God, be canceled as of this moment. Let this condition go down this moment. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. 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 Wherever you are. Wherever you are, begin to pray. 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 Lebrakasakatayaba. Lord, this morning we pray. Lord, this morning we pray. Lord, this morning we pray against sicknesses, against diseases. Lord, conditions shall change this morning. Lord, as we have faced the altar this morning, as we have faced this altar of throne of grace this morning, let the condition of people change this morning. Let the condition of people change this morning in the service. Let sicknesses die. Let sicknesses remain at this altar. Let cancer die. Let cancer remain at this altar. Lord, let problems, circumstances remain at this altar. In the name of Jesus. Prayer. Yes, Lord. We pray this morning, breaking barriers of God over the life of people this morning. Lord, we say thank you for liberating the life of somebody this morning. thank you for bringing total transformation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it is not by our own. It is not by power, neither by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. By the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It is not by power this morning, but I see God moving in the life of somebody. I see God answer prayer in the life of somebody this morning. In the name of Jesus. I don't know the challenges that you are faced with, but God is saying it is over. God is saying it is over this morning. God is saying it is over this morning. God is saying it's over this morning. God is saying it's over this morning. It is over. 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 Rebaka tayaba.
Faith is praying. When we pray to a God, even last night, one of my friends on Facebook, he came in and he looked real tough. We prayed this morning. He was touched last night and he was healed last night. Prayer works. It's an immediate thing. If you're having financial struggles, if you're having spiritual struggles, if you're having areas in your life for physical healing, right now, we agree together and we pray. Lord, we pray that the hand of God touches you now. You'll never be the same again. Sickness, disease has to leave by the authority of the Word of God that we heard this morning. We stand with the man of God as he's preached. We stand in the anointing, for it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And we believe that in your life, whatever you're praying about, do not back off of it, saying, God, you have and you will perform what we have asked in your name. We release it upon each person, and we thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord and the anointing today for the breaking of every yoke in our life. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Wow. Will you ever be the same again? All you have to do is pray. Hallelujah. Things are changing very, very rapidly. Constant change is here to stay. And for the glory of God. So I'm not going backwards. I don't go back. I'm going forwards. Amen. And the Bible talks about from glory to glory, from faith to faith. God bless you. May you go with the peace and the power of God. May the blessings of the Lord be upon your life. May you see a new light. We are in new covenant time. There's a new light in all of our lives. And we've been delivered by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood. So God bless you. Go with the peace and the power of Christ. You're dismissed. Thank you, brother. Good word, man. Good word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.